Malka? Malka?
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Twin Oaks?
Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well.
Great, great. Glad to hear it.
I hope you are as well.
Yes, sir, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
If you want, we can get started, or we can wait for somebody else. There's three more verses to do. Okay. Good evening. So we're getting started with the deeper Zohar class on Parashat Noach. We're in section 25. We're commencing with verse 191, and I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudshah Baruch Hu Ishkintei Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhei Bavadhei V'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanane aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananehu. Vetu de'ihu atrei beho kol yoma v'yoma v'la kabilu mineya v'kayayim Benasheya Kiradiktiv Viata Ki his karta Rasha Wegomer Ukti Viata Et Nafshecha Hitzalta Mikan Koman Diazhar Lechayava Afal Gau Dilakabel Neneya Ushezi Leia Legarmeya Behahu Hayava It Pas Behoveya Viad Kama Yashikar Leia Adim Fe Leia Ha'ukmuha Havraya. Brandy, we're on verse 191 in section 25 of Parashat Noah. Now to read the English. Not only that, but he wanted them every day, but they did not pay heed. And the verse, yet if you warn the wicked, but you have saved your soul, is applied to him. From this we learn that whoever wants the wicked, even if the wicked do not heed him, whoever warns the wicked, even if the wicked do not heed him, that person saves himself, while the wicked are punished according to their sins. He asks, how far should he go in warning them? And he answers, to the point of hitting them. This issue has already been explained by the friends. Questions, comments, thoughts?
My thoughts are that it kind of goes with parenting, as when your children do something incorrect or against your commands or your law, your rules in your household, and you correct them, and sometimes it takes a strong hand to do that, and they continue to go against your rules of your home, even though you're trying to teach them to walk down the path of righteousness and honoring your mother and father.
This verse is talking about Noah warning the people of his generation about the coming flood. It's not about his children. Although what you said does apply to the children as well. What it's saying is if you tell the people and they don't listen to you, you receive benefit for telling them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't receive pain or you don't receive chaos because they didn't listen to you. It goes along with the idea that every man receives his own effect. Whatever he does becomes the cause, and the effect then becomes his own. Any other questions or comments?
So Noah has saved a spark of his soul by telling the generation that he was in that the flood was coming.
Correct.
And they paid no. Mm-hmm. So he corrected a part of his soul by doing that.
Correct.
He didn't pray for them or, you know, but he did warn them.
He corrected part of the sin of Adam and Chava, but not all of it.
Right.
And he corrected himself. He prayed for himself and achieved some correction, but again, not all of it. Any other comments?
Is there something that we're not seeing or hearing? Is there more to this that we need to ask questions?
There's always more.
I know. Thanks for correcting me.
The statement in the verse that says he asked, how far should he go in warning them? That's a question we need to ask. What is the limit in our discussions or in our telling somebody they're doing something wrong? And that's a question that we need to ask ourselves. And what it's saying is to the point that you will hit him, that words may not be enough, doesn't say to hit him, but to become agitated enough that you would be willing to hit him. This is how far you must go. We each must go in cautioning someone who we see doing something wrong in the Torah.
But then we need to walk away from it. I mean, like,
yes.
Binding by strength.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes
we
that,
need
those
to are the... utilize binding by striking, but the binding by striking is we have to be willing to, when we get so upset that we want to reach out and slap the man or woman, we want to wake them up, that's what we're talking about.
But I think those individuals will let you know enough's enough. Don't talk to me about that anymore. So it plays both ways, I guess. Do you continue to pursue when they do pretty much make that statement?
Think, think about what the words are saying. It's not saying that the person you're warning is telling you to stop telling them. It's not saying that's sufficient. It's saying that you become so aware, so strong, so irritated by their refusal that you're willing to hit them, to wake them up. You're willing to grab them and shake them. When you have this level of reactivity, that's when they will suffer their consequences for not doing it, but you are protected because you did save yourself. Verse 192. Rabbi Yosehawa Shekia Kameya de Rabbi Shimon Yomahad El Mai Hamakut Shabarichu Lushezat A. Kol Hayom Bara Be'ov Shemaya Im Hon Dachaya Vaya Ibnei Nasha Chatan Be'ire Ve'ope Shemaya Ushar Biriyan Mahato Amarlo Begin Diktiv Ki Hashchin Hashchit Kol Basar Et Darko Al Haaretz Kol Ho Hawo Mechabilei Archaichu Shivki Zeniha Viravau Bezina Achara. Rabbi Yossi was staying with Rabbi Shimon. One day he asked him, what was the motive of the Holy One, blessed be He, in extirpating all the animals of the field and the birds of the air along with the wicked? Men sinned, but what wrong had the animals and birds and other sick creatures committed? Rabbi Shimon answered him, the reason is given in the words, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. This means that all creatures corrupted their way. That is, they mated with other species. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Does that mean?
I was going to say something, but you can go ahead first. Excuse me.
Malcolm?
I think that means humans were kind of having relations with animals as well. And then the animals were crossbreeding as well. That's my
thought. The next verse will explain what the animals did. But okay, the question that Rabbi Yossi is asking is, what did the animals do that they had to die also? Animals don't have free choice. Their responsibility is to follow the orders of mankind. So if a man told them to to corrupt their way, whatever that means, and we'll learn in the next verse. The man told them to do that. Are they responsible? And if they're not responsible, why did they have to die? That's the question that's being asked.
The only ones that didn't were the fish. So there has to be. But the verse does say. I'm sorry, you broke up.
Well, I didn't hear what you said either, so why don't you begin again?
Okay, I said, well, according to one midrash, I don't know if I made it specific, but that the fish were the only ones that weren't corrupted. But I think when...
Yes. That's essentially that is one midrash, but we're going to have more in the next verse.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't the verse say that is they mated with other species? So I think everything fell when Adam and Eve fell. I mean, the trees, the plants, the ground, everything. The animals as well. Maybe because Adam was supposed to be in dominion over them.
But if they followed his orders, why should they be punished? It's the same question that I asked in the basic class. If I asked you to go turn on the light, and you get up and you go and turn on the light, am I responsible that you turned on the light, or are you responsible? And the Kabbalah explains that I am responsible because I'm the cause and you were the effect if you turned on the light. So now we're saying, okay, we understand that man was evil and man needed to be corrupted, but why were the animals destroyed? Couldn't God just flood the world and destroy men only and not the animals?
Oh, well, I thought we talked about if you are in the eye of the death of the angel, you will be taken with that wicked group or wicked people. Kind of my thought. And then the seed, you know, the seed has to be pure. You have to have of its kind, of its one kind. But I go back to where they were in that generation. So everything was swallowed up by the angel of death.
But are animals and man in the same animal kingdom? We're from the animal kingdom.
How about the fact that the animals took on the essences of the people around them? And since they were corrupt, then the essences of the animals were no longer pure like they should have been. And
they didn't do anything wrong. They have no free choice. They have no free will. So, yes, they took on the negativity of the people, but they're not the cause of that negativity. The people are. So why did they have to die?
Is it because that generation manipulated the angels, manipulated the words? The letters. I was reading your blog on animals today, on the animal kingdom, but I got just a little bit, about a fourth into it. But
you'll read the rest and you'll ask me questions tonight. But if you don't, that's okay. The question is, who owns the animals?
God.
No. When God gives mankind dominion over the animals, man owns the animals. Man is responsible for the animals. So if the animals corrupt their way, man is responsible. But the animals still need to be cleansed.
Right.
So another way of looking at it is if you are negative, then you are going to harm the animals because they're going to be punished as part of your punishment. Now, I don't like to use the word punishment. They're going to have the effect of things that you did put on them. Because if they do the actions, they don't have free will, but they have an essence. They know the right thing to do. What's the word for it? They have their habits. They have their natural inclination. They know what is right and wrong. They don't have free will to do it.
But if a man tells them to
be with another species, to be intimate with another species, they know better. They're supposed to follow the orders of a man. But just like the modern military in the United States, if you're given an illegal order, you're responsible to not follow it. You have no free will in the United States, in the Army, in the military. But you do. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. If you're given an illegal order, you're supposed to not follow it. That's built into the animal system. We don't see it. We're not aware of it. But it's there. We just don't think that we control the animals. But we do.
You'll never know. That might be amazing.
Well, it goes back to ding, ding, ding. It goes back to the sacrifices of the animal. They took on the sins of the generation. Yeah, the temple and the sacrifices, my gosh. I'm just now realizing, putting two together, they do take on the sins of the generation of man. Because that's why they brought sacrifices, to cleanse them of their sins, man's sins. You know, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, okay. I'm connecting. Animals are there to place the sins of man, to take on the sins of man. Was that why they were actually created from the creation, or was they created for many reasons, I'm sure, but that was one of them.
Correct. Remember, there were seven pairs of animals, seven pairs of the kosher animals that went onto the ark. There were two pairs of everything else, or there was two animals that went on everything else, but there were seven pairs that went on the ark if they were kosher animals, so that they were available for sacrifice.
Well, that doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't make
What did you say?
Good. You're right.
What did you say, Brandy?
For all the animals, Brandy.
What did Brandy say?
She said it didn't make her feel good. I said, yes, we can understand that because she's responsible for all the animals. We don't have enough time for the last verse, but we'll do that tomorrow. Anybody have any more questions or comments? Randy, I don't mean to have you be crying. Just do teshuvah for anything that you may have caused the animals pain and suffering. I'll give you an example because we have a couple of minutes. There's a woman that lives in my building right now. She cannot part with this animal. And the animal is physically suffering from arthritis, heart condition, high cholesterol, diabetes, liver cancer. He's got pneumonia half the time in his lungs. The animal is suffering. So she gives him pain pills like he's a human being. He gets addicted. But I can tell you she's what I need to tell her, which is what I just said to all of you. You're responsible for the animals in your care.
Do you remember the story that you've told us, and we've read it before and other things, about the two angels that went to visit the elderly couple who had very little? They did have a cow. And one angel told the other angel, just keep quiet and just watch. And that particular angel, when they got to the couple's house, the angel killed the cow. And the other angel after said, why did you do that? That was the only thing they had, and they needed it to live. And the angel said, because my assignment was to take the husband. But I was merciful. Hashem was showing his mercy by taking the cow instead of the man. And I truly think that Brandy needs to think of that story, that, you know, it could have been a human that was attacked or killed, you know. So Hashem was merciful. And then I think probably we are a little bit to blame because even though we warned her for several years, we didn't get to the point that we were ready to hit her. So we take blame too.
Well said. Because that is really the issue. This is the way we can truly start to appreciate how involved we are with every other person in the world. Because we're responsible for all of those species that have disappeared. Those species were produced for a reason. Hashem created them.
Right. I always told my mother, she was an animal, she loved animals as well. And I told her that she would probably be a zookeeper when she goes into the other world. She would probably be taking care of the animals. Either that or she would be cleaning Hashem's house. She's really a fanatic about being really clean, you know. Everything had to be spotless. So it's either those two things that she may be doing.
Very funny.
Oh, goodness. Brandy, we love you.
So I hope. Brandy's not talking yet again. But it was well said what you said, Brandy.
We
do love you. So we're out of time, so we'll be back tomorrow for the last verse in section 25.
Okay.
Shalom to all, and don't forget the question and answer session at 7 o'clock West Coast time. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Shalom.